We don't win all the time, but thank God we have a Savior that did for us. Isn't that good? We come today, you know, thinking about what would God have for us today. And I'm looking at a strange world, and you guys do this, I think, along with me. I don't think any of us are, I guess, outside of the realm of understanding that there's a lot of voices that speak into our lives today, you know, from Facebook, social media. Boy, we hear a lot of things that begin to start getting in our heart and our mind and our soul that's probably not of God. Amen. We just get to continue to, we have to continue to understand that there's one truth, and that's Lord God Himself and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And there are three. Right? God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today we get to sit here together in the midst of that with total victory, regardless of how bad we mess it up. I mean, at some point we have to conclude that. But what I was asking God, I've been prayed up for weeks now. Woo, I tell you, doing everything I can. And it's not always that way. If you guys ever have seasons where you feel like, boy, God's really moving in your life, and you've had other seasons where you're going, where you at, God? You know, you're running around going. And I've learned that without both, I can sometimes, we can get lost sometimes. And I know that's funny, but that's kind of the secret of the Lord. What I hope you gain the revelation of today when we get done with this is that God Almighty intended for us to need Him. Woo! From the foundation. And as I started praying this week, guys, I was like, you mean in all this, God, you want us to rely on you? That was your plan, to commune with your people in relationship, because you're a great father. Now think about how much you want to take care of your children. I overdo it, guys. I'm telling you, my kids, I'm just protecting them, you know, and right, you might do that with me, but I think about that. That's what God is at. He was after that from the beginning. He never wants to see us struggle or suffer, but it was because of our reliance on Him as Lord. And I'll tell you something I really learned. And the spoken word went forth, and I've spoke this here before many times. As it went forth, it cannot come back void. Jesus was with them from the beginning, and God's whole entire plan was a complete work for us to commune with Him and to be in relationship with God Almighty. And when it went forth, He can't change who He is. The problem is we keep wanting Him to. Because we'll run around life all the time saying, God, if you just fix it my way, it'll be a whole lot better. Well, what I've learned is my way is not going to count. And unfortunately, and really we do that. We will go around. How many has been deceived and you hold on to being right so long before you finally just let go of it and say, okay, God, I'm go ahead and take it. Whew. We do that. And I've been doing that, guys, at times. And I've had these ups and downs and these prayed in moments. And I've said, man, during my struggle, God, I'll tell you this. I'm so close to the Lord today. Because I need Him. And without 2 or 3 weeks of probably going through some miserable trials and some personal things that would be gut-wrenching to our soul, I found peace. And I found a greater closeness of God because of my reliance on Him rather than my reliance on myself. See, his plan for Mark, anyway, I'm going to tell you, and by His word it would tell us, is to just give it to Him. Ooh, sometimes we wait too long. See, if we can rest in that peace and that hope and that love, and the only way I've found to do it, and that's what we're going to get into the Word today, and I don't want to spill it all out there. I'll be done in about 5 minutes and we can go home, really, at the pace I'm going, because I feel like it's all coming out right now. What He showed me was, Mark, if you can repent and it be about your relationship with me instead of what everybody else says about you, I can do something in your life. And it doesn't feel good at times. Amen. It doesn't feel good. I sit there and I go, but God, it's not fair. How many times we said that? Here's what I'm going to tell you, what God showed me. When I sent my son to the cross, it wasn't fair. And we sit there and we watch Jesus going to the cross and we say, God, and I've said this before and I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. As people, we sit there and go, get Him, Jesus, I'm on your side. I got news for you. You were on the other side. And we were 100% passed over to judgment of God at the cross. with no exceptions except our Lord and Savior, so that we could find our complete reliance and relationship with Him alone. And everything the world's trying to do to fix it and mankind tries to establish to get smarter and better has no chance or hope of working because it doesn't line up with God's plan. We're all guilty today. We all need to repent today of something. And we do get a little better. I walk through life and go, man, I'm doing really good, God. You know what happens when I go through life and I get going, Lord, I'm just doing great right now. Boy, this is great. I'm serving you. Boy, I repent of that. I'm staying away from that junk. I've stayed away from that junk for a few weeks now. I've stayed away from that for a few months now. I've stayed away from that for a day now. Some people right there. Woo, I'm talking to you. I know I am because I'm talking to myself. Because what happened was I get away from that stuff long enough, and man, I find the peace and hope and love of God that goes beyond any understanding that this world can try to bring to us, but the world doesn't want us to have it, and it doesn't like it. And the closer sometimes I get to God, the harder the enemy comes after me. And you know what? I got to get myself in a position that my God is bigger than he is, because he is. Whew. And it does not matter. See, here's the deal. I'm either standing before you today in a situation that I'm trying to please mankind or please God. We stand in that choice every day. I also go back with another one this week before I get into the scripture, and I was going, how many of you have said this? When Eve went to the cross, God, Eve, what's the matter with her? If I was there, I wouldn't have done that. Nope. How many of us have thought if Eve would have just not messed it up, if Adam would have just not listened to Eve? Man, that goes further than that. Sometimes we got to be careful with what, because it's just as bad because we listen to the enemy too in different ways. But it also proved to us that mankind can deceive us. And I've gone through that before because it says in the Bible clearly that Eve, it doesn't matter, man or woman, Eve deceived Adam. But it was the deception of the enemy that repeated itself through a man. Who is facing deception right now that falls through people? See, the enemy uses people. We don't fight against flesh and blood. The word tells us that. We fight against powers and principalities in the heavenly places that flow through mankind and through our sin nature that get us off course and not in communion with God. If we're in communion with God and we can get back in line with God, it takes repentance. Okay? So before I go too long, I got to get into Scripture. More into Scripture. All that scriptural. Okay? Okay, we're prayed up, right? I believe that God's going to really do a work today. I really do. We talk about salvation and forgiveness. God has shown me that repentance is the key to righteousness and life in the here and now. So we talk about salvation all the time, but we're going to talk about what are the key elements. What does it really mean? Because we get confused that salvation is a gift. Salvation is something that I feel like I've got to walk out in life and protect. No, salvation is a gift. And whether or not I'm in communion in God is up to my choices and the things that I make. It clearly tells us that in the Word. So I go, God, where are you going to lead me to get this out? And I'm praying, guys, because I really, quite honestly, don't know how this is going to wrap up, but I already know he's on track. Amen. Because this is going to bring something home today. I went to Matthew chapter 3, where John the Baptist prepares the way. And I think there's more to this than you've ever read. Because I told you the living Word. Well, I read this, guys. I've read this 20 times, and this week God said, there's the word, Mark. There's what I want you to get. It was alive. It came alive and came out of this Bible in me because you know why? I was seeking God in Matthew 6:33, and I was desperately looking out of my heart for God to give me some answers. And if we can approach God in that way in humbleness and looking for him, he'll reveal to us something great. I believe it, and I tell you this, I know it. Not always, again, we do it, but I know it, okay? All right, so John the Baptist prepares the way. I think we got it. You got the scripture, baby? Okay. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. We sang that song this morning. Make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. I don't want locusts. I could take some wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all of Judea and the whole region of Jordan, confessing their sins they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when they saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers." Here's people coming. They want in the game too. They want baptized too. They want to get a part of this. Okay, and we're going to get to this in a minute. He called them out. "You brood of vipers." A whole lot of vipers outside the walls. They're everywhere. And we got to watch them. They're all around. You see what I'm saying? The brood of vipers. It's even us at times when we get religious and our alliance gets away from Christ. Okay, so we're going to come back to that. If I can find my spot here. "Warned you to flee from the coming wrath. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.'" He's talking to these vipers. "I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children of Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And there is a difference. "His winnowing fork is in the hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." God, the truth of God is powerful, guys, and I'm praying that you're going to receive that today, because I can feel that burn inside of me right now, because I need that fire to burn off the junk that's around inside of me. It goes back to this fire deal. I don't want to make light of it, guys, but you see the green grass growing back in the... There's a great parable right there. We burn off all the chaff, because God's going to restore that, and he's going to go back from the core with fresh living life from the what was burned off. That's how we are inside. But there's something key in here, so I'm going to go ahead. I have a question for you. Who needs to burn some trash today? That's me, guys. And it's every day. But you know where I'm at now? I'm looking. I've been burning some. Last few weeks, I've been going, "God, I'm going to repent." We get there. You all been there. This way, I'm going to throw that in the fire. I'm going to get away from that. I'm going to throw that. We've been throwing trash. I love to get to a place. I'm looking now, God, and I get in the Word and let him reveal something new in my life that I did not know I needed to burn. Listen, if you were saved and you knew the entire Word of the Scripture and everything that you had and was never going to sin again, God wouldn't have came as a Savior the way he was in the past, present, and in the future. I know I'm going to need him, because there's not everything that I have figured out yet. I will stumble upon sin that I didn't even know was going on. I did not get every late revelation of how worthless I was day one. Think about that for a minute. And that's true. And it's hard for me to go out and battle in a world where you are accepted by worldly things. Okay, so as I'm going through life right now, I'm sitting there going, "Reveal yourself to me, God. Wake up every day. Today he's going to reveal to you." That's my prayer. And we didn't come here today to miss it. He came here today to show you something. But here's the deal. He loves you. He's not here to condemn you. What you should be hearing from me, and if you're not, then you need to turn it off. You should be hearing the love of God that is convicting and wanting to help you. That is a great father that will bring you to a better place than you were before. Not the condemnation that the church has heaped over us for so long that we leave and we feel so worthless that we might as well just run back to our junk. That's not God, guys. That is not God. God loves us by grace out of our junk, and he has a plan to clean us up and burn our trash. When are we going to give it to him? Wow. Getting something out of that? Okay, in the Word, oh, I love it. 78 times the Bible says to repent. I think it was 114 of salvation. 78 times Jesus and the apostles and everybody that went forth were telling people to repent. Because as you get it revealed, I can repent. As I continue to grow, I can repent. So I'm going to go a little further here. Repentance, so that you know. Found out some things about repentance too. Feel or express sincere regret or remorse. Woo, when you let God down, you ever feel that? I do that. This is the actual dictionary Webster's. There's two different ones, though, about what repent is. Remorse about one's wrongdoing. The priest urged his listeners to repent. He repented of his actions. Then there's a biblical repentance, and it's based around a word. I was doing my teaching, Pastor Mark. Metanoia is the name of this, okay? Metanoia is a Greek word, and it's in the Bible in the place of where repentance is, okay? And what it talks about in a biblical reference is the repentance called for throughout the Bible is the summons to a personal, absolute, and ultimate unconditional surrender to God's sovereign, to a sovereign God. He's right and I'm wrong. The admission. And it's not going on a whole lot around you. And that's why I think we truly live in the end times. And I'm going to skip to this. If right now in the world, when you walk outside these doors, if you think that right's right and wrong's wrong, you're mistaken. Because right now outside, right is wrong and wrong is right. And we're mixed up. And I don't know that we haven't reached the tipping point. That's what's in my heart of God. Now, I can't tell you the day or the hour. None of us will. But I think we're really close, because if we can hear all these voices around us, I'm going to get over into that a little bit, and all these voices are speaking into everybody's life as loud as they are right now, we've probably reached the tipping point that when God's going to step in, that's enough. I'm coming back for my people. I'm going to send my son. We sung it in there, riding on the clouds, and I'm waiting because I'm going, God, just come get me today. Amen. But he said, Mark, while you're there, don't go hide. Because I'll tell you where I've been in life many times. Run and hide. Who's been there? How many's been in life and said, run and quit? How many said, I'll just take this stuff because I kind of like it. It makes me feel good for a little bit. And I will be remorseful. And I will not like myself. How many's dislike themselves? Wow. Yesterday? Do you have something yesterday? You get into that. Amen. Okay, so metanoia, that's what it is. And it's this great word because a change in one's way of life resulting from penitence of spiritual conversion. The word would also say, I don't have it in my scripture, I'm being led there though, that we're being transformed from glory to glory. You guys have heard that in the world. It's in Ephesians. Okay, so I'm being transferred from glory to glory because when something exposed in me and I've messed something up, the glory of God can come into that area in my life and transform me to another place of glory. So here's the deal. No matter how far we think we come spiritually and how many weeks we're burning the trash and moving forward, we're never going to reach the fullness of the glory of God. But we have to understand that it just gets better and better. And he's got my back. And we cannot be defeated. And there is no reason to quit. Not to this world that's lying to you. In Jesus' name, we have no reason to quit. He said, stand firm on my word and foundation, Mark, even though I know your struggles. Do not waver to the right or to the left, because I've got you. And you know, when I get closest to God, only when the world is taking its hand and turn at me. And then we ask ourselves, I don't need that, God, do we? Do we need a God that when we open the doors and he doesn't, and we seek struggle, and it's our choice to pull away from God's plan, don't we need him over here being the good, loving God? And see, what I'm saying is, by our choices, not by God driving us away from him. And I always thought, why did I mess that up? God, you hate me forever. I went to church when I was little, and I thought, I'm saved. I just got to go here. Sometimes we got to be real, right? I'm sitting in church as a little boy, and I'm saved. And I look across the room, and I'm going, and I heard a scripture talking about what sin was. And I still had some of those thoughts. Something's wrong with me. I just got saved the other day. Something's wrong with me. And everybody else has got this figured out. And I'm left out. And oh my, God doesn't love me. And I don't even know where to go now. Because I still had that thought. Why would I have that thought? I didn't understand salvation. I didn't understand God. I was given the condemning peace of the Lord. That is not, it's got to be a conviction. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going, and I went for years, guys, going, if I'm still having these thoughts, I'm not really saved. Scripture will eliminate that in your life because that is untrue. That is not God. I am saved. Now it's up to me to walk out my salvation by his word, transforming from glory to glory to the next phase that I can find the fullness of God in my life and impact my children, my home, my family, and my life. And I can seek better things than monies and cars and homes and all the things that the world tries to tell you what's important in your life. Because I'll promise you, the older you get and the old people in here that are listening to me, I'll take my peace and there's no price for it. No amount of money that's worth more than my peace and my hope and my joy and my love. And I'll tell you this, there is no condemnation out there that can take that from me or you, okay? So God said, tell my people, repent, okay? So we're going to repent today. All right, I love this right here because this is in Isaiah 30, 15 and 16. This is the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. Stop right there. Because this is all he gave me, and he turned this into this message. All he told me was that very thing, maintaining my repentance. Okay? By God's word himself, we have to, first of all, I've told you this here before, we have to conclude that the Bible's true 100%. God didn't mess this up. It's sitting here today in front of us, the finished work that he wanted for us. Okay? So in repentance and rest is your salvation. I've never heard it preached that way. And it came off. I'm sitting in the morning. I get up at 5 o'clock at the state tournament and sit there and go for 3 hours at the hotel going, Lord, reveal this to me. And that just jumped out of the page. I'm saying, God, you're telling me that in my act of repentance is my salvation? Yes. Okay, now I want you to go back up, Carrie. We'll go back up to that scripture above that we had with in Matthew there, where it says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. God took me back to that. Wow. The way I understand that is I'm supposed to keep repenting and continue to walk in repentance. He didn't say, Mark, it's the other people's fault, blame them, and you can just leave it at that. Because when it's everybody else's fault, you don't have to deal with yourself. Everything I've ever seen God talk to me about in the Bible was about me. I want to ask you that question. Do you go through the Bible and it talk to you about how you're supposed to talk about everybody else, or is it about you? Is it a love story to you, or is it not? Guys, that's the question. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. I've been walking in specific repentance over certain things for 3 or 4 weeks now, as he's revealed this new thing in me, and I'm going, I'm just supposed to keep with it. Now, let me give you an analogy. I'm walking this way. I need to repent. Sorry about that, God. Oh, wait. Sorry about that, God. I'm going this way. I'm doing my own thing. I'm trying to get God to... There's my repentance lasts about that long. And then I just turn back and keep going the same way. The way that I've been taught. And it's not always... There's nothing wrong with you. I want to be sure and understand that. We don't know the word enough yet to understand that when I turn in repentance, I'm supposed to keep it and maintain in that repentance so that God can open up his glory to me. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. God cannot do something that was already finished a certain way. So when I turn around in repentance and I repent, and he looks at me and goes, thank you, son. Now keep in repentance. And I turn around and keep doing the same thing. Because God's word went forth, it cannot change, it will not change. The problem is we don't understand that we live in a finished work. Jesus cannot go back to the cross. And so I'm going to ask you a question, it's an important one. Do we need to change, or will God? Ugh. Doesn't that one hurt, guys? I do it too. God, if I got to deal with so-and-so, I got to go out and explain that to so-and-so. I got to fix all this junk that the world's building around me. You know what, God? It'd be better off if we go live in a cave. Here's what God's told me for sure in Mark Ward's life, and this is just a testimony. When I got back on my feet and I stood there crying with my wife, God said, I've got your back. What he meant was, I got your eternal hope and salvation. And he takes me back to that moment when I had no hope. And I've been there, guys. And we all have been there to a certain degree. But that day I said, God, if I can trust you then, I can sure just trust you right now. Because you know what? I would not have the power of that testimony to stand in front of his people. And the only reason I do is because I'm weak. Because I was weak, and I'm weak at times, and I need a Savior constantly. And because I found the blood of Jesus and it's real in my life, I want to stand before you today and say, you cannot be defeated, and there is absolutely no reason to quit. And it's from my heart that I tell you that, guys, because God wants you to get that, because he's coming soon. He does not want us to live in this miserable life. He's a good father. Amen. I don't even know where I'm at. Okay, no, we do. So I thought about this. There's four things, and And really, I'm kind of done. We may be done. We may be early today, but it's about what we get, not how God. God doesn't want us to lose the word. So when he tells me, Mark, that's enough. We're where we need to go. We're going to pray and be done today, because he's going to bring us right to that point of us leaving our trash here today. And we're going to walk out of here, and we're going to be like God would be. And we're going to tell the enemy in the world to get out of the way, because my God's bigger than you are. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. And I stand here before you that today. And if I go out there and lose my life, it doesn't matter. I got 10,000 years beyond an endless eternity with my Lord and Savior to stand before his throne. The problem is, he called me to do this. It would have been easier for me to run when I was saved. But when I get up here, no. Because God, the kingdom of God is in here. And you all have it. It's inside of me. And why he brings it out of me, I have no idea. And I mean that. I have no idea. But I know it's real. It's as tangible as me standing here in front of you today. It's as tangible, the power of God in our lives. And he's wanting me to tell my people, I love them. He says, tell my people, I love them. Oh, I'm a good God. That's what God would tell you today. Okay, there's 4 points, and I'll run through these. It's not so I can receive something. I'm not repenting to receive. See, I was going through this and going, I repent. Woo, my son got 2 hits. I repent. That check came in, you know, and I needed that check. What I started doing was I was weighing my need as a comparable slot machine to, I'll repent, God. I'll get it right, and you'll fix it, and then you'll bless me. What was funny was when I was repenting, I would see some blessing. God was blessing that repentance, because it cannot, right? It's in his word. But I needed to maintain this repentance in front of God. So let these windows of heaven open up. The problem is, people that are really living in that and really can continue to do that, you'll just see their lives get wider and wider and wider and wider. And that's what we all should desire, because God will pour things in your life that you don't expect. Because you know what I started looking for? What he wanted instead of what I want. And that's the transition. So God gave me 4 points. One, it's not so I can receive something. Luke 10, 18 and 20. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, including, or nothing will harm you. Nothing can harm me, guys, today. I will guarantee you, based on his word. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. See, God parabled that to me, that you're not doing it to get something. Do not rejoice that I have the power over the enemy today, because we do. Jesus Christ went to the cross to give me that power today. But here's the thing I had to conclude. It's his and not mine. I can only rejoice because I'm saved. Because the power that God would give any one of us comes from him and from him alone. I'll promise you, the redemption and restoration that you're going to receive in life, that I have received in my life, is 100% Jesus, because he sent his son, and no one else is going to get credit for it. God's not being mean. I didn't mean to say that mean. Jesus Christ died, and he's going to get 100% credit for your restoration, you understand, and the redemption when you go home to be with the Lord, and he snatches you out of this place that we live, this fallen world. It'll be God's, guys. And I hated that. Look what Mark did. Homie's done that. Look what I did. I just prayed over everybody, and or I just wrote a book. You know, I was doing all stuff. We all do that kind of stuff. But at no point can it get outside of the fact that it's God's and not ours. The only thing I can write in any of these is something that God's already done. It's just a testimony. You can't have credit for that. Can't have credit for any of that. Number two, it's because God is right and his word is truth. 2 Timothy 2:24-26. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone. Able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to the knowledge of the truth. Don't you just want to holler at people sometime? We're supposed to love on them. Gently instruct them in the hope that God would grant them repentance. There's the word again. I'm going to go to Malachi 3. I, the Lord, do not change. This one came out at me, guys, because I'm like, I just have to stop right there. I don't even need to read the rest of it. But I do know it says that I cannot be consumed, or I cannot be destroyed. I am not destroyed. See, if God could change, then it puts me out there at risk that I could be destroyed if he could change to fit my plan. I am the Lord God, and I do not change. Therefore, you cannot be defeated. I cannot be destroyed. And I said, okay, God, this is the revelation that I gained one day during my walk with the Lord the last 15 years. I, the Lord, do not change. And it implied thoroughly that I need to on an ongoing basis. Okay? All right. Number three. Amen. I love that. That's a lot. I know I'm throwing a ton at you guys. I can feel you're receiving. I don't want to lose you. I want to wrap it up before I lose you in this, because God wants you to leave something here today. He wants us all to. He does every day. He wants to transform me every day I get up to into his glory, into closer to the image of God if I can, even though I go through valleys at times. But you know, my hope is today I never go back to a valley again. But if I do, I know he loves me. And I started looking at the trial as my opportunity. I've told you that before. If you can ever start looking at what's going bad as an opportunity to be transformed to the image of God, and you can get over there with him, then you look at your problem and you say, come on, because God loves me. I'm not going through this because he doesn't like me. It's my choices that have led me away, not God's. That's a lot of truth, guys, and I'm dumping a bunch on you today, maybe too much, because I want you to stay with the point, maintaining repentance. That's our point, okay? Are we on three, babe? We cannot repent to receive, but repent to live. Ezekiel, I like this scripture. Ezekiel 18, 31 and 32. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent and live. We got to stop. And this is me. I'm telling you. I've got to stop going out there and letting the world win, when in reality, it cannot. Okay? We got to trust God. All right. And four, repentance is worship, living sacrifice to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, if I'd have known at salvation everything that God would hand me as a little boy, and we could actually do it, we wouldn't have to grow and transform. God made us his children, his children that are transforming so that he can have relationship with us. It's a powerful deal. I'm like, and I do not be conformed to this world. Wait, I'm saved, God. I can't be, can I? Whatever we put in our heart is what we become. God says, put the word in. I'll show you what you can become. Something great and amazing. And here's what he showed me too. It's not too late. I had my dad tell me, my dad was at one time, he's saved. I'm just going to say this. My dad found the Lord in the safe. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But at one time, he looked at me and said, it's too late for me, son. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not the power of God. Because you know how fast he can restore him completely is on the turn of a hat. He's got a 10,000 years. Am I right, brother? Woo. And he's saved today. Thank you, Jesus. You know. The rest of it really doesn't matter. We can go into that all day. But, the word was for me. I'm going to go to Jeremiah, and then we're going to wrap up with this. We're going to be early because I know, guys, that's a lot. Who got something out of this today so far? Life-changing, okay? And sometimes, God, I have to slow down now because I've been traveling and preaching a lot. And it can pour out quick. I'm just telling you, he's showing me how to. I don't get to preach every week, so a lot of times when I prepare for a month, it all is just like a bucket of, I get to put all that. I would actually probably break this into 3 or 4 weeks if I was a pastor. You see what I'm saying? We're dumping the bucket out today, and I'm going, God, let it stick wherever it needs to fall today. Okay, so Jeremiah 8, this is another one I've never really read. I mean, I'm sure I've read this before because I've read the Bible. Jeremiah 15, 18 through 20, and I love this. Why is my pain unending and my wound grievous and incurable? You are to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. I'm pretty sure I uttered some words that weren't right yesterday. Has anybody done that? Okay, we just got to believe this is true. All right. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but you will not. But they will not overcome you, for I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. So no matter how bad it gets, guys, we got to just stay the course. If we want glory, or do you want pain? If you want glory, and this is tough, because I'm not going to say you're not going to mess it up. It's not a license to sin. I got to maintain my repentance. If I want the glory of God, and here's the deal, it may not look good to the world, but that's not my job. And it's not yours either. That's good. That is good. Okay, so in summary, if we go back up. Oh, here's my summary page. Okay, you still with me? 11:37. Okay. It's not 12:37, is it? Man, it seems like God's given me a whole lot of time. I'm like, God, it should be 12 by now. Okay, key part. Let's just see what I wrote when I was meditating this morning. Key part of what we talked about today is keeping with repentance. This means it is something that we must maintain. Clearly, and God also said that is what our salvation is, keeping with repentance. We read the scripture, so he drew me to a place in the Word that showed me how to associate the two. That's what he'll do. That's what he wants to do with us all the time. God is holy and cannot move against his nature, or he wouldn't be holy. And we went over that. Marks needs to change. And guys, I've been deceived so much. Even in the last month, it was about a month and a half ago, I was sitting there going, God, I know I'm right. And today I'll sit here and tell you, I was clearly still wrong. I thought I had it figured out. God, don't I deserve, here's what I got to. God, I've been, don't I deserve that? Don't I deserve something better, Lord? Not if it goes against my word, Mark. Oh, I don't get my choice just because I wrote a book. And then a year later, I don't get. So see, I got to maintain repentance. Amen? And it's hard. We're going to leave here today going, and here's what the enemy's going to do. You can't do that. Yeah, you can. But your focus has got to be right. It's not to get something. It's not for something. It's not for something that you and yourself could receive, that it's your want, or it couldn't be what God had for you. There's a difference. And we keep running around thinking, I'll do this for a little bit so I can get what I want, God. But you have to start looking for what he has for you, because he wants to transform you into the image of the child that he made you, not what you want to be. Oh, but God, I want to be famous. I want to be, you see where I'm going? No, it doesn't look like that. And I want his today. I'll stand before you today in repentance only because I've started to realize his stuff's better than mine. Okay. All right, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace, I had to reaffirm this with the word. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that anyone could boast. See, what we do, that's what I was talking about earlier. We go around, hey, I did that. No, God does that, guys. I am a person that can't speak and was a bad student and stand before you today going, he uses the silly. Because I'm silly to think that he would use me. So I'm not very smart. And further, I wasn't. God, I feel like God's helped me. He's transformed me. He's given me gifts and talents. And you know why? I'm going to tell you, someone needs to hear this. Because one thing he did give me was faith, and I'm willing. Amen. And so for you, what he's asking you to do is have faith. It's the substance, right? As a mustard seed. So as I try new things, I'm just going to say this. It's a testimony, please. As I try to play the guitar, show me how. Read about the talents in there. You seek God and you try to do other things in life, but it's usually about somebody else. And Rachel, I'm going to speak this over you. You give that 10% to grace, that's where your blessing's at. Not in Rachel. And I know you know that. And that's for all of us. I can give my whatever percent to you, that's where my blessing's at. Ooh. Isn't that right, Mal? You're going to get to do that with someone someday, and it's a powerful testimony in your life, no matter how much you do now. You're going to pour yourself into somebody someday, and I believe with all my heart in Jesus' name, and you're going to be a part of their life to help them get set free and do great and powerful things. He may not have called Mallory to be famous, but he called you to make a difference. Amen. I know that's right, guys. I know that's right. All right, let's try to finish this without losing it here, Mark. That was good. I'm not losing it. It's okay. I don't care. God can see me cry. Trust me, he's seen me cry before. We can be saved but cause damage when we are not walking God's righteous path. We can cause damage. I've caused damage in my life when we're not walking in that. When we repent is an attempt to make things right and to fix our damage. It's an attempt for me to fix it, God. I've caused this damage because I wasn't seeking you. And I want to fix it. But here's what I can't. I can't. There's things I've done in my life that's caused damage that I can't fix. I want to walk in repentance, okay? Repentance. Wait, let's go to Isaiah 30, 15, and 16. I said I was done. I want to be done early today because I felt like God was going fast. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it, you said. No, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee, you said. We will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. The first of that is what I want to get into. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. I sure don't like being quiet whenever the world is just going, been there. It's no fun. Okay, Luke 17, 20 through 22. Coming of the kingdom. Now when he asked the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus brought it to us as the Holy Spirit as a rushing wind. You see what I'm saying? I have the finished work of God inside of me. And all I have to do is tap into it. All I have to do is tap into it. And sometimes we got to change your friends. Someone needs to hear that. I got to change my situation. I got to change my friends. And I also got to stand. When everything tells you to heal, God would say, go forward. When everything in your life, and you've been there, and I want to get this out because this is important for all of us. When everything in your life tells you to turn around, God says, move forward. My son, in Jesus' name, even if you're embarrassed and ridiculed or can't get through it. Or think you can't. That's when he becomes reliant. That's when you get reliant on him. And whoa, your world will change. But some of us here are still deceived. And we're actually, I've been just squabbling around going, it's not fair, God. How many in here, you don't have to raise your hand, have said recently, in a way, that's not fair, God. That is just not fair. Then I got to remember that Jesus is going to the cross for me, and God is saying, that's not fair. But you know what he did? He never said that. He said, I'll gladly send my son because I love you. So you can sacrifice yourself for my people, Mark. Like a sheep to the slaughter. Sometimes I feel like I stand in the way of it like sheep going to the slaughter. It's good. I think we had church, amen. Okay, before we, I'm gonna wrap up there. Maintaining and repentance, okay? So here's what God showed me, and I'm gonna tell, let's see if this wraps up right. When John the Baptist, and this is a parable and a type of shadow of us sitting here today. Let's see if he brings this to the light. Because as John the Baptist is sitting there, he is telling the people, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus was the kingdom. When he came, the kingdom is with you. He brought it to us. That's when we read the word wrong. The kingdom of God is with us. So when he came to us, so here's what John the Baptist, here's what God is saying to you today, as if the parable of John the Baptist was up here today. I don't even want to stand there. I'm just saying, as if he is saying, repent and prepare the way. Because what he's saying is, if you'll maintain in repentance, I'm going to show up. Just like he did right there. Because then Jesus came forth and the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and ascended upon him. You see what I'm saying? And as John the Baptist, he was preparing the way. And what God would tell you today, all you have to do is prepare the way. How do you do it? Repent. It's a type and shadow of where we stand every day. John the Baptist was just proclaiming the kingdom of God was coming into your life. But all you had to do was maintain repentance. And it's hard. But here's the deal. When I get over there, it's not. Have you ever been to that place where it was really easy and then you fell back because you didn't maintain it? I've been where it's so easy that I went back and I'm going, why would I ever go back there? And you know what happened? Guys, a couple of times I've done this in life because the world's taking its shots at me. I've been over here going, the power of God, I stand before you and I feel the presence of the power of God. And I know that God is awesome. And I'm just going, man, I cannot believe I was ever that person. And then the world, we get mixed up. We're going and going and months and months and months and months go by. And next thing you know, I open my eyes. You know where I'm at? Right where I was. Going, how in the world did that happen? Am I the only one that's done that? Wow. And I'm going, how in the world did I get from here to there? And the problem is, it's hard sometimes to get back over there. But here's the only way I've ever done it. Seek it. That's why I always, you ask him, Pastor Morgan says, why do I always preach Matthew 6:33? Because that's what my people don't do, Mark. Seek first the kingdom of God, which is Jesus. We just declared that. And his righteousness, not your own. We misinterpret Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God, which is Jesus, and his righteousness. We seek to be like him, yes, but I'm seeking his righteousness because it's complete. And all these things will be added to me. Okay, I'm going to wrap up. That's a lot, guys. And I've been waiting because I knew I was going to bring this word. And I've been prayed up. But here's the deal. He didn't ask you to do anything. But he wants you to seek your heart. We're going to pray right now. I'm going to lead us in salvation prayer first because I feel like we're supposed to do that today. And then he's asking you while we pray right here just to search your heart. You're going to know some areas. And he's saying, you need to diligently seek me. And you need to repent. And this is what hurts. It needs to have nothing to do with anybody else. We've all been there. Okay, stand up with me if you would. I'm going to lead us in this prayer. And then we're going to close. And I will be here if anybody wants to. I just feel like we're supposed to do that. They'll have Carrie and we'll have some. Ronnie, I'd like you to stay if you would. And if anybody has anything that they need any special prayer today. Okay, we're going to pray this prayer, and it's not about praying the prayer. It's about if it's in your heart. Amen? So if you guys repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all of his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, before I close, salvation, when you pray that, is not a feeling. You're saved by grace through faith. You see what I'm saying? It's not how you feel. See, you don't feel right. Now, I got faith in God, and you do too today, and you're saved. Quit letting the enemy tell you a lie. If you believe that in your heart, you're saved, and go forward and start transforming. Okay? We're going to close. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for every person here, God. I thank you that you love me, God, or I can't do this today. God, I thank you for your peace. Ooh, I thank you for what took place. I thank you that salvation and victory are in your house today, God. I thank you that people are set free. God, we bind up any scheme or plan of the enemy that tries to steal your truth, and we cast it out in Jesus' name. God, release the fruit of your spirit over your people today. God, we are bound to the word of truth in Jesus' name. And the world has no right to your word in our lives anymore. God, we repent and we maintain repentance today going forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. You are dismissed. Guys, hug somebody's neck. Tell them you are saved today. Amen.